Yo, people, welcome back to the Treehouse Podcast. Myself, Walshy, episode 2, and we got Picasso here with us today. What are you telling me, bro?
Thanks for having me, bro. Appreciate it.
Good, good, good. So, obviously, everyone who watched episode 1 will know that we do a bit of research on the artist. And with this guy here, he's completely, he's like shifty, he's off the radar, he's gone. You can't find nothing on him. So we got him in to have a chat with him and see what's going on. So, obviously, bro, like I said, we can't find much on you from, like, May 2020, so... Where did you come from, bro? How did you get into music?
What is the post that you could find?
Well, the reason I've got the May 2020 in my head is because of the 1 hour photo The second track, which was Working Out Freestyle, both dropped on the 25th of May, 2020, and your Twitter start popping. No, didn't exist until May 2020.
Still not popping. Just go and check my followers. Twitter's popping. It's got like 21 followers.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. It weren't up and running. So where did you come from, bro? How did you get into music and your backstory?
Obviously, I'm Picasso, rapper, writer, artist, whatever you want to call me. Born and raised in Manny, North Manchester. I went primary school in Harperley, high school in Blakely. Grew up in Cheetah Mill and Crumsoe's, born in North Manchester General Hospital. Like, my life was the same as everyone's in them areas.
North Manny Gees, innit?
North
Manny Gees.
That's where I grew up, man. I went North Manky for boys. Just the same as everyone else from there. Like,
yeah.
The steep hill, innit?
Yeah.
Everyone's, you just gotta get by and do what you're doing, innit? And then I moved to South Manny when I was like, in my later teens. I went college in Rusholme, Severian College, Severian College. And Manny, but I've been dotted around the map, like constantly doing clockwise, anti-clockwise, going back on myself.
Manny.
Yeah, man, I've been everywhere, all over the city, man. So I'm originally from North Manchester, and I was like, most of my life earlier, I lived in Crumpton and Cheetah Mill, and then most of my adult life, I've lived in like Old Trafford, Hume.
Yeah.
Like with it in them sort of areas, mate.
Yeah. So north to south.
Pretty much.
So obviously that's like touching on what you did before you got into music. How did music come about, and how did that sort of, have you always done music, or did you just one day think, you know, I'm gonna be a rapper?
Well, I've always like loved music, innit, because my mum always had like CDs and stuff around the house and that, so every now and then you just like see something lay on the side and think, what age is that for? Am I supposed to be listening to
when
that?
When I was a kid, I used to see the parental advisory.
Yeah, that's it.
And think, I want a piece of that.
That's
like,
it.
I want to know about
anything,
that.
In them times, like, I know nowadays it's not the same for Eminem right now, but in them times, if Eminem's name was on a CD, I was grabbing it and listening to it, learning the words and like saying them under my breath while my mum's in the same room and that. And I'm sure that hear me and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because my mum would give me licks. But at the same time, I liked music from the influence of my cousins and stuff as well. Like, they used to listen to like Little John and the East Side Boys and stuff like that, but I was kind of like born into that 90s turning into the 2000s so it was kind of like the start of the new age, if that makes sense. And I just got into music through the same way everyone does, MP3 players, personal, remember portable CD players,
trying to fit it in your pocket.
Do you know what I mean? Someone figured it out and put it in the back, or they'd have that inside pocket in the blazers.
Yeah,
in
your blazer,
innit?
But
obviously, just through that and through transferring tracks, and like, I think then there was a higher value on tracks, innit, because you had to infrared it, or you had to Bluetooth
it.
So if I want this track, I've got to sit here with you. I might not even like you, but you've got the first copy of this track on LimeWire or whatever, LimeWire. And or maybe not LimeWire. That's just it. And through what people listen to, and then eventually I picked up an instrument, and that kind of wasn't really for me in the end, but that was where it really started, to be honest. And
what instrument did you play?
I started, obviously, piano. Remember the DJ button and that?
DJ? I can't even get it out, it's that funny. Yo, my music teacher, bro, I walked in there, I was not allowed to sit near the things, because no matter what, I'll just put it on and just DJ.
Yeah, that's what it's like.
Giving the teacher ad-libs and that.
That's exactly what it was like in our school. Like, they tell you to go and make some music for like 5 minutes or whatever. But I picked it as an option in it, so there was only like 8 people in our class, and there was like 5 of us were people who wanted to do music, and the other 3 just wanted to be in a class with no people, so they could just do whatever the fuck they wanted.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm not doing extra science, I'll just do music and
shout
chill.
Out the job centre crew.
Do you know what I mean? Shout them all out. I still see some of you, man, now. Say no names. But, but yeah, man, like, I just sort of, I don't know, it just sort of happened that way, didn't it?
Yeah, mm. Yeah. So it's something you've obviously always been
interested in. Just organically, but like I took it serious later on in life, obviously, but I feel like the focus was more like when I was younger, I weren't really creative on that side, it was just more academic stuff, because like my dad was quite, pushed us that way, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
do academic stuff, but I feel like I've always kind of leaned that way, like I used to want to draw all the time and stuff as a kid, and
yeah.
I used to want to like, I wonder how they make that film, and I watched the behind the scenes bit at the end of the DVD and
the
just to see how they did that. Do you know what I mean? And I'm like, oh, I want to be one of these guys who just makes these sick things, you know what I mean? But I was never good enough to do the videography or the like the special effects makeup and all that madness, so
yeah,
I just thought like there's got to be a way I can get this creative outlet, and I found it eventually, innit?
With
just
music, and that was your lane, innit? Yeah, rate that. So obviously with music, who was like your inspirations growing up then? What was you listening to? You mentioned like your mum would have Eminem CDs or
like, yeah, the odd Beanie Man CD, the odd UB40, everyone from Manchester. I know your mum and dad's got a UB40 or a Madness CD.
Yeah.
One of them. Or both.
Yeah.
Or both, if it was like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, just like there was such a wide variety of music in my house from early that I kind of had a broad taste for it straight away anyway, so I was kind of picking up things from
different
genres
sounds,
and different sounds and different like countries even, do you know what I mean? And but really and truly influence wise, I think I look at myself as primarily like a writing focused rapper, so I like people who put a lot of time into the writing and the craft. So American wise, I'd say Andre 3000 is a big influence of mine.
Yeah, it's a good shout.
And obviously I mentioned like Eminem, but it's not really his writing style, it was just more his character and his like unapologeticness to just be whoever the fuck he wanted to be, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like he was a madman.
He was a madman, but I loved it because he just told his story and it was his truth, and it like don't matter how many newspapers or how many people said that he was this nutcase who wanted to chainsaw people with a mask. He was saying all this madness and that, but at the end of the day, he's got his daughter, he's a millionaire, he's got a gaff, he's sorted her life out, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, he's big chilling.
Used to be a heavy druggie and now he's sorted his head out and that, so props to Eminem, man, do you know what I mean?
Shout him out if you want to come on the show.
Like I love writing focused rappers, so Eminem, Tupac, Andre 3000, like that kind of vibe, and obviously the UK ones as well, innit?
So one thing that we did find out about you is that you was featured on BBC Radio you'd even released a track. So how did that come about? And also, what was the track as well? Like, what track did you use?
The track's like my latest release. I just put out on all streaming platforms at the minute. It's my first like proper release.
It's called
Half 11, but it reads as 11:30, which was magic because I had the chat with my boys and I was like, what like is easily digestible to read in it? Do you know what I mean? And I thought Half 11 like. As a logo, as an artwork, just written in words, just don't land the same. Do you know what I mean? So there's a bit of a mystery around numbers and that and blah blah blah. So, that's the track that's out on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon. You can do TikTok videos to it if you want.
Yeah, it's also in the THC mix as well.
Yeah, it's everywhere. It's in a couple of playlists. It's been on BBC Introducing, which that just come about because I sent the email in it to the application thing and.
Yeah. So you shot your shot.
Yeah, I seen the thing. They said, "Oh, do you make music? Send in your music now. You can get played on BBC Radio." I thought it can't be that fucking easy.
Yo, guys, it is.
I thought it can't be that fucking easy. There's no way that's it that easy. And I just got my track, uploaded it, and then I got an email like a couple of hours later saying someone's listened to your track at BBC and they're going to review it to listen to.
Yeah,
and then. There's some bits in it that are a bit explicit in it, so I think they just had to like do a little mix down or whatever.
Like a bit of a radio edit.
Yeah. But which is even sicker because like most radio, if you send them a track and it's explicit, they just won't play it, innit?
Yeah.
But they took my track before it's
also
finished.
I
didn't send them a clean edit,
That's pretty sick.
I just sent them the WAV file.
Yeah, because I
can't allow to do that.
I just tell people
it's clean and then if they listen to it and it it's not me.
And they come back, then you know you've listened to it.
Yeah, my bad to all the DJs who let the swear word out on that. But, It's not a deep one. But yeah, man, that's the track that's out right now. It's on all streaming platforms, so please run that up if you can, yeah.
Yeah, man. We'll put all the links for all that sort of shit down below as well. So, yeah, so moving on then. So, like, we spoke about who your inspirations are in music and things like that, and you mentioned Andre 3000 and Eminem and a couple others. So, who from the UK or specifically Manchester is, like, an inspiration for you or someone that you listened to when you was a kid? Whatever, like, who from the UK or Manchester?
Rap-wise, UK, obviously, I love Skepta. I love Frisco from BBK as well.
Yeah, Frisco's BBK, massively slept on, in my opinion.
Yeah, he's massively slept on, man. Massively slept on. I love Frisco, man. And from Brum, I like Millions. I think Millions...
Bro, Millions.
Millions might possibly be, like, the coldest rapper we've ever seen. Do you know what I mean? It's just, in terms of the intricacy and the way he just... like walks into pockets on a beat, it's just crazy, man.
Yeah,
like, it makes it feel and look so easy, man. And as someone who spends a lot of time writing, and like I'm not envious of it. It's just like I'm kind of in awe of
it.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm just
say,
like,
yeah.
Yo, you're cold, innit?
Yeah.
Not like, oh, I wish I was that guy. Like, I don't wish I was it because I can't be him because he's him and he's doing his thing and this is what he's supposed to do in it and this is how he does it.
Yeah.
So I love Millions. I love Skepta, and from Manny, my favorite MC from Manny's always been Meanie.
Yeah.
Shout out Meanie.
Big shout.
A massive legend in Manny in my eyes. Like, he's my number one from Manny. Apologies to everyone else who didn't make that spot. I know there's all waiting for my number one spot. You know what I mean? And yeah, man, Meanie makes that spot for me because like there's bare sick rappers in Manny, in it. Like XP is cold.
Shout out XP, man.
Yeah,
my
XP's
guy.
XP's cold, man. Like I listened to XP back High Rise days, like Shotty Horror, Manchester Hypes, and when XP was Express.
Yeah,
man, he was always cold, innit? I just love the way he flows on beats and shit.
And
he's
still
funny
hard
as well.
Now.
Yeah, he's cold now. I've got his. I bang out his new project all the time.
Better late than never.
Better late than never. Yeah.
Shout out XP.
Man.
Go and run up better late.
Yeah,
than
better
never.
Late than never is a cold project, man. And like, you know what it is, yeah? It's because the artistic integrity, right now, or like for the last 20 years or 15 years, I'd say. From what I've witnessed, like the artistic integrity has less value now than the transactional value, if that makes sense. So I can spit an average 16, but if I'm sat on a Rolls Royce doing it,
with a girl with a red chain,
do you know what I mean? Like, if I'm doing it there, but I can spit the coldest 32 you've ever heard in your whole life, hypothetically, I'm not saying that, like, do you know what I mean?
But
you might not rate it because of like. I don't know, like the t-shirt I'm wearing, or like, do you know what I'm saying? And like,
I get what you mean.
Like, who gives a fuck?
It's like an image thing,
innit?
That's what you're trying to say. Everything's just an image thing,
innit? So the people with the artistic integrity, it seems like, don't get a lot of shine. But obviously, Meanie is my favorite rapper.
Yeah, shout out Meanie, man.
That just encapsulates his whole thing as a like real artist would love Meanie because he's not changing him to try like. They're shutting doors on him and he's like, yeah, but which one can I kick down, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and that's his attitude to it. And I think that was just my attitude to it. And like, going back to the BBC thing, like, it wasn't a case of I ran someone down and made
waiting
them
outside
play
the studio,
like waiting outside the studio and that, again, these pants, like, it's not happening, is it? So, you know what I mean? So it's just one of them, like,
shout out the core.
Yeah, man, I just shot my shot and hoped that someone was listening to it the same way I would listen to a Meanie track if I was in their position.
Yeah.
And I would force that onto that playlist because I need it to be the most artistic integrity. And I feel like that's what the gatekeepers should be doing. Like, they should be sourcing the highest artistic integrity, not, oh, well, this kid's cold, but this kid's got 20k followers.
So if I
post him, then he's going to hashtag and post me, and then I'm going to get 20k. It's like, yo, why is everything like...
a numbers game?
It's what have you got to give me, and then I'll give this to you instead. But it's like, yo, what happened to like doing it for the art in it? I know that sounds corny, innit, but yo, do we just not give a shit about the art no more? Is that what we're at? Is everyone just spitting the same 32? Like, is that what we're doing now? So that's just why I'm not on that. Like, with the greatest of respect to the producer, the beat that we went over earlier, like, there's nothing wrong with it at all, but for me, I just can't do that style in it. Do you know what I mean? It's just not me, and it wouldn't feel authentic, and I feel disrespectful.
I rate that from you as an artist to say, nah, that's not my bag. it's, you know, not what I mean, like that, rather not, than trying to force a thing, like, do you know,
you know,
because
it is,
it's,
yeah, bro,
because that's the in thing, do you know what I mean,
in this like society that we live in. I don't want to say it, like, do you know what I mean, I'm not one of them guys, but in the world that we live in right now, yeah, everyone is everything all at the same time, like,
yeah,
if that,
yeah,
makes,
yeah,
sense. Like, we was having a conversation in the car on the way over here where I was talking about, like, people posting up videos and they're getting harassed by the police and they're like, oh, why are the police always on to me, man? But if you go to his music and listen to his music and listen to what man's saying, like, I respect you for living your truth and telling your truth, but don't be surprised, innit?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Don't be surprised, bro. If I walk down the street with a megaphone, like, the colour I am, saying madness, yeah, police might come a bit quicker for me because I'm saying certain things,
yeah,
in certain,
yeah,
areas and doing certain things, do you know what I mean? So it's just one of them, man. Like, I feel like everyone's trying to be an influencer, a fashion guru, a musician, an actor, a model,
yeah,
a photographer, a video editor, all at the same time, though, innit? And a brand ambassador, a CEO,
yeah,
a marketing expert, like a relationship expert. Like, everyone's life's so perfect that every time someone steps out of that line, it's like tragedy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear that.
And I don't know, man, the problem you have with that is you just get a lot of the same stuff. Like, that's why you have people now who are just like, you find people like latching onto one thing and just loving it to death and draining the life out of it.
Yeah.
And then whatever's hot next, they just drain the life out of that and drive it off a cliff. And then, do you know what I mean?
And
that's
then
what,
they're on to the next thing.
Yeah,
what,
man.
Yeah.
Like, does anyone remember dubstep? Also known as grime instrumentals, before dubstep was a thing. Do you know what I mean? AKA.
Yeah.
Because dubstep was a thing. And then what did they do? They milked it and milked
Funky
it.
Funky House was a thing.
Yeah, Funky House was a thing. They milked it and milked it and milked it. Funky House is still a thing.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
but
I was going to say, I said,
yeah,
it, yeah, I said it because I still like it.
Yeah,
it's refreshing.
Funky House is still a thing. But yeah, man, like, they found dubstep and it popped and they just, society or whatever, like, the consumers just grabbed it and milked the life out of it.
Yeah.
And now we've got Skrillex. Cheers for that. Do you know what I mean? That's exactly what music needed. Do you know what I mean? The greatest of respects. I just feel like there's better things we can do with stuff that's good and we enjoy than milk it dry and then jump to the next thing and then jump to the next thing. Like, I feel like there's a certain attitude now.
Yeah,
like,
everything has like a shelf life on it, and that's what people say.
Everything's
like,
got an expiration date. It's always going to be greener grass.
Yeah,
always. And I just feel like sometimes, man, stops you appreciating what you've got in it. And that's why I think sending a fucking email with my wave file on it to BBC and not sending them a clean edit and it worked for me is maybe the advantage I have is the fact that, alright, fuck it, this might not be perfect circumstances. I might not be chatting to the fucking CEO of BBC right now and he's saying, yeah, there's £1 million record deal.
Yeah.
Alright, I'll put this track out on SoundCloud and then, do you know what I mean? Like, it's not the way things work.
You've just believed in something and then put it out there and then shot your shot in the sense of emailing BBC. Because when you sent that email, I guarantee you probably sent that email and thought, I'm never gonna hear anything back off.
I got a reply like 3 hours later and I forgot already.
That's mad.
Obviously I'm a, I have certain habits, recreational habits, you know what I'm saying? So my memory's not great, you get me? But the BBC thing wasn't the only thing where that just worked, but you know what it is people want the perfect circumstances, man. And sometimes, like, people think people have shot the shot and it's worked for them. Not saying that I'm anything from that, it's just other people in the world, like, say your Bugsy Malones or your H's who've done it on a massive scale, like, people think that they knew when they were shooting their shot that that was going to work.
Yeah.
They don't know until it,
yeah, if
until
anyone,
it works, isn't it?
If anyone
mean?
Knows, like, H and, like, H's story, like, he done Straight Rhymes as a, like, a freestyle, as a, like, a bit of a promo for his, like, upcoming EP, which I think he said didn't come out. I might be wrong, but he done Straight Rhymes, and that, obviously, Straight Rhymes is what blew him up.
Yeah.
And he put it on his own channel as a promo. And it blew up, and I think GRM or Link Up or someone like that picked it up and wrote an article on it and reposted it, and that's what getting it into them people's eyes was like what blew him up. But again, he didn't like make that track, and like you said, he's not speaking to fucking Posty at GRM.
Do you know what
like,
I mean?
You know
what
I'm saying?
He's not saying, yeah, so I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna put this freestyle out and then that's gonna blow up, and then in a year I'm going to be a millionaire and I'm going to do a trap video. Like, I don't know his peace situation, but I'm just saying hypothetically, innit, like, I'm going to be in Dubai while everyone else is in lockdown.
Yeah.
And he's a ultimately he's a kid, and you know what, yeah, props to him, because yeah, his family and that will never have to work another day in their life.
Shout out H, man.
Yeah, smashed congratulations it. Man, innit? Do you know what I mean? And like, certain man what I hate on that, because it's not don't get me wrong, like I'm not saying I listen to his music every single day, because I'm sure if H was here now, he would tell you he doesn't make music for me.
Yeah,
he doesn't make music for someone my age who consumes the music I consume. He makes music for other people. His target audience is elsewhere, and it's working for
him.
You don't need my listen, you get me?
Yeah.
I need them streams, but at the end of the day, like, he's from money, innit? And he's just a kid from money, and like he said in his interviews, like, Hi-Vis jacket and that, and look at his life now, and that's just like, that's the short version of the actual journey, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I feel like nowadays people compare themselves to like the one in a million.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's the standard.
Yeah,
you know
I
mean?
Have to do that.
Yeah. Like the typical example is girls with Kim Kardashian, and it's like, yo, you know she's a billionaire, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can't do what she does. Do you know what I mean? Because all the things you've got to do, she's got people that she pays to do that. And so you ain't got that though. So
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so obviously sticking with, we went a bit screw with there, but
yeah,
it's what we're here for. So anyway, with the Manchester scene, like, who would you want to work with in the Manchester scene? Like, is there anyone that you look at and think, me and that person would make a banger, male or female?
I mean, I'd love to work with Meanie. I'd love to work with Meanie.
Yeah,
I'd be honoured to work with Meanie, innit? Like, that's just, I don't care, like, I don't care if you never put the track out, innit? I would just love to have a track for me that's me and Meanie, innit? Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's cold, and I'd love to show it to people, because I know
on like a nostalgia level.
Yeah, just on, well, yeah, and on a, like, it's fucking cold, and I want to be, it's like MMA fighters in a way, innit? Like, them fighters want to fight the best fighter. Like, I want to be on tracks with the best people.
Yeah, that's
a good
analogy.
Craft, innit? So I'd love to work with Meanie. Obviously, I'd love to work with Meeks. Like, Meeks is cold.
Yeah.
But again, like, you know what I mean?
Shouting Meeks.
Yeah, trust me, shout me if you want to shout me, innit? But obviously, the attire, it's different, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if I could do the camo belly AK-47 thing, you know what I mean? And then you see my trainers just poking out the bottom like that. It's long, it's great, it's a long
time. So, with the money scene, and obviously there are two people that you would want to work with.
Yeah,
is there anyone that you are working with? And I also heard on the grapevine that you've got a little something with Babyface, OT Babyface. Shout out OT Babyface, my brother.
You know what? But, yeah,
I heard you got a thing with him, or I seen. So I don't know. It's just in my head.
You
I
know
might
what?
Have
now you mention that, bro. I'm waiting for it.
Oh,
he's
right,
a busy guy,
it?
Man.
Oh
he's
shit!
A busy guy,
I dropped
man.
Him in
you
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what? Yeah, like the thing with Babyface is I don't know him on a personal level, but I just like the way he does his thing, innit?
Yeah, he's hard.
And just as I said about the same way about Meanie, it's not a hierarchy thing, innit? Like, I feel the same way about everyone I'd want to work with.
Yeah.
And Babyface is currently in the category of people I'd want to work with, and I'm sure when the time comes along, like, he's doing his thing right now, like OT Babyface and Raptor.
Yeah, shout
and,
them out, gang.
P1 Caps, yeah, man. Go time, go stream that. And yeah, man, like, I'd love to work with him, but obviously everyone's trying to do their thing right now.
Yeah.
I've been in the studio with Sleeps. I was in
Sleeps. Shout out Sleeps, man.
Yeah,
Sleeps,
man,
is a fucking wizard, bro.
Yo, you know what? Yeah, Sleeps is just, he's just a genuine guy, innit? And he just wants to see man do well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I rate that. So,
yeah,
like,
I don't know anyone who doesn't not like Sleeps. Like, everyone loves Sleeps. He's like,
yo, man,
such a nice guy, and like you say, he's got a passion for it and things like that. Like, where he wants
he
to see
people.
He knows
music though. That's another thing as well.
Yeah.
Like, he does know music, in it, and it's like, it's a pleasure to be in the studio with someone like that, because I can only, even if we sit there and just talk for 3 hours and record something for 20 minutes, like, you can't put a price on how much I'm going to learn in them 3 hours.
Yeah.
Like, while he's mixing things, I'll just be sat behind him for like an hour, yeah, watching him do whatever he's doing. And he'll be like, you good, bro? And I'm like, yeah, man, I'm just watching you. Yeah.
He's
trying to make sure I'm all good. Oh, you haven't said nothing in a while, just making sure that
make
nah,
sure
I don't want to distract you.
In
it. Yeah, I don't want to distract you.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, so shout out Sleeps, man, I appreciate that. And everyone in money, I'd love to work with everyone in money. If there's anyone sick that wants to send me something on the Instagram, Twitter, email, like, all my links are in my bios.
We'll put them in the description
of
this
video. Send me everything, in it. Like, there's people that email me beats now, and I use the beats in upcoming projects and stuff. Obviously, like, we'll wait for them announcements, but all them people get credits and shout outs, and I'll put all their links in my stuff. Everyone I use, like, a credit off, do you know what I mean? But yeah, man, if anyone wants to work with me and you listen to my music, like, Half 11's out on Spotify right now, go and get that, go and stream that, listen to that if you like it. There's plenty more. and maybe you could be on one of them tracks.
So yeah, man, maybe, love that. Maybe. Love that. So yeah. So one thing I wanted to chat to you about, bro. When I was like, say, there's not much like I could find on you because it only goes back so far with you being relatively new in the scene. One thing that like when I was looking at all your stuff, your Instagram, like I say, there's not much there. Mm. The Twitter, there's not much there. All that sort of, you've only obviously got the one release on Spotify and Apple and that, which is Half 11, which we just said, and then there's a few SoundCloud releases. One thing that stuck out about you to me was your style. Yeah. And obviously you've already, like when you were saying before about your pants with Meeks and stuff, I was thinking that's coming, like I'm going to mention that, like your style, like you're not the typical Nike tech like type of guy or just a tracksuit and a man bag. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I've got jeans on today because it's the first time out of the house in about 3 weeks. Yeah. But normally I'm the same. I'm the tracksuit guy. I want to be comfortable. You look like, obviously you've come today.
Uncomfortable.
Everyone can see the fit and that. But when I was looking these pictures and there's one with the picture outside Old Trafford, is like the tie dye tracksuit. It's a bit like it's like a purple
the Burner Boy tracksuit.
Yeah, it's like a purple tie dye thing. It's a bit mad, a bit out there. And then also like there's another picture, I think the BBC introducing one with like the dungarees, and it's like it's not out there, but that's more of like a 90s flex what I got from that picture. Like, I think you got a Lakers top underneath.
It's a Dragon Ball Z Lakers top. Shout out Capsule Collection, Skits, man. Like that's a hard collection. But yeah, I got the various Lakers top and the Kid Buu Miami top as well, man. Yeah, that's a sick collection.
Yeah, they're them Dragon Ball Z things, isn't it?
Yeah, the NBA. I don't even watch basketball. I just like the t-shirts. Shout out Skits, man.
Yeah, so with your like style and that, is that something you've always been interested in fashion, and like, do you like when you get dressed like for music or whatever, if you was going, obviously not currently, but like if you was going to an event or whatever, would you get dressed in the sense like I'm getting dressed to like just big what I want to wear, or do you get dressed to think I want to turn heads? Like, do you, because if anyone remembers, you remember Socks back in the day from Brum?
Yeah,
I used to feel like he used to do that.
I can't believe I forgot to mention Socks from Brum, actually. Shout out Socks.
Yeah,
man.
Socks
shout
is hard, Socks. Yo. But anyway, Socks back in the day, maybe even still now, but like you'll watch Who's the Boss, and in the background you clock Socks in a dressing gown and a cowboy hat, and you're thinking. And you're trying to watch the class, but I'm thinking, what? And I used to think to myself, he's very, very... I used to think he does that on purpose, like, to 100%. Be... So, you're watching two-man... You're watching two-man clash, and you're talking... Right, Socks got cowboy on, bro. You get me? Like, madness. Brilliant. So, which way is it? Or is it a bit of a mixture of both? Do you dress the way you dress because you want to be comfortable and that's just your style? Or is it because you want to be... Set yourself aside from everyone else?
Have you seen that video of the guy with all the black trainers? And he's like, if you see me in these ones, it's a good day. But if you see me in my 9.5s, you don't want to see me in these. Nah. That's me on different days, isn't it? Like, basically, some days I'm tracksuit, some days I'm... Well, I just want to be comfortable in it. I don't really give a shit. Like, the biggest thing about me is that, in terms of like the way I look or like the way I make my music or the way I express myself through music or artistry...
Yeah.
I don't give a shit like what the next guy's got to say or the next comment has got to say, because the thing with me, bro, is like you said, May 2020, that was the first time like I really had time to do that social media internet thing. Like, right, for a long time I didn't have internet, do you know what I'm saying? For a long time I didn't even know. I still don't now. Like, still now I ask people things like on my phone and that, like, yo, how do I get the thing to do this, innit? And they look at me and they're like, how do you not know this shit, bro? Like, do you know what I'm saying? And it's just like, because I fucking don't care. Because I had other shit to worry about, you know what I'm saying? So, I just think, like, it's not like a status thing that I dress like this to get people to look at me or whatever. It's just, I wouldn't think I dress like this.
You just get so it's more.
If I wasn't 6'5" and a rapper, I was walking through Manchester City Centre. If I was, do you know, you wouldn't really think anything of it.
Yeah,
you know
I suppose.
Saying?
Yeah, when you
but
put it
because
like
I'm
that.
Maybe carrying myself or I'm from a certain world, you don't expect someone to.
Yeah,
be
that's
like this
that's what that, I'm saying. You're not your typical. You're, like I say, in the Nike Tech fit. Shout out Nike Tech Fit, you're what a sponsor, man. But still, what I'm saying is that's your, when you look at our scene and this type of music and hip hop, rap, fucking grime, drill, it's there's very similarities in the way people, a lot of similarities, sorry, in the way people dress, and like I say, and obviously yours is a bit left to that, which there's nothing wrong with that. Some people, like socks, like we said, it can work, and that can be your lane. And but my question, like you obviously answered, it's more leaning towards that's just you, that's just your character, rather than I'm trying to stand out. It's that's what me. I was
and,
trying to get
and
to.
You know what, yeah, a lot of people from my humble beginnings didn't get to choose what they got to wear, you get me?
Yeah.
It was
first up best dressed.
Yeah, it was first up best dressed, and if it don't fit you'll grow into it, innit?
Yeah.
Or like, you know what I mean? If it's too tight cut and hole in it or something, like socks are too tight cut and hole in the bottom of it and bang a shoe on it, it'll be right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just one of them, man. Rockport's 99 curve and that, you know what I mean?
Roberto Carlos.
Yeah, man, for real. So it's just, I think growing up, like a lot of the when my mum was going through a difficult time, like financially and stuff, I feel like a lot of the answers to my questions was no in it.
Yeah.
And not because of any like ungratefulness or whatever, but I just didn't understand why. Like all these other kids had this.
Being young.
Yeah, not that it was like, do you know what I mean? It weren't a poverty thing, but it was just from backgrounds that we're from, innit? From the areas we're from, no one's got anything really in it. And like, I think when I got to an age where I was self-sustaining and earning money, and I felt like, well, when I had fuck all and I was wearing what everyone else wanted to wear and I was craving this shit, like it didn't get me anything. So now I've got the money to do it and I don't give a fuck what they think anyway. Like, I just wear what I want to wear, innit? Do you know what I mean? And usually, you know what's magic is, like, not that I try for compliments or anything, like I appreciate every compliment that I've ever had in my life. I don't get many of them, so I appreciate all of you, like, but I don't intend to do that. But like, there was a time where I bought these mad crepes and I went outside in these trainers and my boy was like, what are them trainers, bro? And we went on a night out, and then this girl in the smoking area comes over and she was with a few of her mates and she goes, oh, your trainers are well nice, blah blah blah. Obviously it was quite young at the time, innit? So that's like gas, you know what I mean? No way, like barely legal and like you're just going out. And I was like, you still want custom trainers,
innit? What trainers were they?
There was Adidas White Mountaineering City socks. I don't know if people know what they are.
I'll try and pull a picture up.
I'm not
the techiest with the editing.
I'll send you a picture of them so you can.
Yeah, I'll try and put it up now. If it's not up, the editing's not up to scratch, innit, allow me.
It'll be somewhere around there.
Yeah, it'll be somewhere. I'll put it in the comments, allow me.
Yeah, man, but I was gassed about them and someone dissed them and then I was just... But then I was like, you know what, it don't matter, innit, because like my boy, who likes me as a person, don't rate my fit or whatever.
It don't matter,
innit, because it just don't fucking matter ultimately. Like, that's what I was saying, I don't give a shit because it don't matter. Like, there's other things that are going on, like... I don't need to care about if you don't like my pants or not because it's my money and my things.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like, you're wearing them.
I don't care about ultimately, it's that.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, it was just something, like I say, you're not your typical drip rapper, you know, which a lot of people are nowadays. Not that there's anything wrong with that, because obviously...
I have a budget, to be honest.
It's a budget thing, isn't it?
But you know what it is? It's more... I prefer, like, substance over style anyway, really and truly, because... I see man wearing 10 grand outfits and it looks terrible, man.
Yeah.
The fit's not right, the sizes they're wearing not the same, and it's like, if you're going to spend that much money on an outfit, like, know your fits and know your measurements and know
do you know what I mean,
I don't even like know what to wear with what, because who the fuck is going to tell you what you should wear? Like, you should wear whatever you want to wear, man. If you want to wear pink with orange and green, like, do that, innit? He's going to tell you otherwise. So when people say, oh, I don't like the way that looks together, that's because, like, they're just vexed for whatever reason, isn't it? Like, it doesn't mean anything. Just go and do your thing, man.
I rate that. So it's more, like I say, more like out there with your style for your own personal, like.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say that, though, innit?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you think I'm out there, but I just think I wake up in the morning and think, yeah, I like that.
No, that's what I'm concluding on now. That's what I'm saying. Like, that was the question. Is it a you thing or is it an image thing? And we've discovered it's just a you. It's not even a thing, because the way you're saying it is like, it's just natural. You get up, get dressed, so it's not even a thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, for real. Like, some man would turn up at my gaff and be like, and I'd be wearing a dungarees and they'd be like, do you know how old you are? I'm like you're too old to care about what I'm wearing, innit? You're a big man, you got bills to worry about, you know what I mean?
Don't worry about man's dungarees.
Yeah, don't worry about my discounted dungarees, man.
Jeez.
You know what I mean?
Right then, so obviously with your like your music and stuff, we'll touch on your SoundCloud because I feel like we need to, because that's where a lot of your music sits. Like obviously we mentioned Half 11 out now, go and stream that.
Yeah.
But the SoundCloud is what, five tracks on SoundCloud?
Yeah, the SoundCloud, yeah, there's only five tracks.
Yeah, so on them there's only dates on two of them and the rest of say like a couple months ago. So the first two was 1 hour photo, which is a banger by the way. The beat, who made the beat on that?
Oh, I think he might have changed his name now, but yo, at 321 white bash on Instagram is one of the coldest, like,
nah, because that beat's hard and it starts and I'm thinking sounds like keys or something, like in like someone jingling. I'm thinking what's this, and then it kicks in and you're like, whoa, like
the glitchy, like misstep drums and
at the start, and I'm what's this, and then it's only for a few seconds, and you, as you start to think what's this, it hits you and you're like bang, the tracks off, like off guy. Yeah, it's hard. Shout him out man, he's a sick guy.
321 white bash on Instagram is like what would you say, a mad scientist, in it?
That's how
I would see him, like,
right, okay.
I went into his gaff the first time, I'm not like gonna say his name or anything because I don't want to bait him out, but I went into his gaff the first time ever, and it was just this massive bedroom in this rental gaff that he was sharing with bare other man, and all that was in the room, this is his bedroom, and all that was in the room was like this wooden table, a laptop, two KRK monitors and a chair, bro. I don't know where he
Man's
slept.
Getting active,
I don't know where he slept, but his wardrobe was a booth with a fucking quilt in it. That's where I recorded 1 hour four, in it.
Yeah. What, just hollowed out a wardrobe, banged a quilt?
Yeah, soundproof. Just banged a quilt in it. Right. The mic, this pop shield had holes in it and that. And man, everyone's got to start somewhere.
Yeah, standard.
Well, I appreciate being able to be in a room with him. Like, he's cold, man. He's serious, but he's more on his like 140 BPMs and like.
Yeah, is that not his vibe?
I could do 140 BPMs, no problem in it, but it's just like that genre that he's more involved in.
Right,
it's more like tech. Kind of, I don't want to say dubstep, but I don't want to like misquote it, in it, in case he's watching and he's gonna get vexed.
Man,
it.
It's cold.
Yeah. It does his own thing, electronic music wise.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Right,
it's not really like a lot I can work with vocally because it is very electronic focused. But he just did that beat for me because I was like, yo man, I can't get no beats nowhere and I ain't got a license for whatever. And he's like, yeah, I'll make some. He was actually a chef at where I was working.
So is that how you know him?
Yeah, that's how I met him. I bumped into him through that. He was like washing, dishes actually at the restaurant I worked in, and I was a manager at the restaurant, and I felt like I was just safe with him in it.
Yeah,
I feel like people can treat people like that.
Yeah,
and I just didn't. So maybe that's where.
Yeah, and you just hit it off on there.
Yeah, he's a cool guy, though, man.
Yeah, man, shout him out because that beat's hard. So obviously that one come out 25th of May 2020, and then also on the same day, Working Out Freestyle came out. Same day, did you drop them both on the same day as part of a thing, or did you just put one up and think, yo, it's had 100 views so far in like a minute, I'm going to put another one on? Was it a reaction off the first one, or?
I didn't even know what I was doing. I didn't even know you were supposed to upload shit on different days or whatever. Like, I didn't even know that stuff. I didn't know that there was a time you were supposed to post shit on Instagram and that. I didn't know that was a thing, innit?
Yeah.
I just thought, if you post something and it's sick, it's going to be a thing, innit?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That explains why I got so many followers, innit? But, I just didn't know what I was doing, and I thought, I'm fucking sick to death of writing tracks and thinking I'm sick at writing tracks, and I can tell myself I'm the best rapper in the living room.
It doesn't fucking matter
when I'm the only one in the living room.
Yeah, when you're
the
only one in the living room.
But if no one else can hear it, like I was saying to my boy the other day, it's like you can make the best meal ever in the world, but if no one gets to taste it, everyone's going to think McDonald's is lame.
Yeah.
There's so much McDonald's out there, you need to get this high quality food to people.
Man's using a Mac, you know, fast food music, cut it out. Moving on from Working Out Freestyle, you dropped Coffee Bean, which was a freestyle.
All the things on SoundCloud pretty much started as freestyles, but I've got a better version of the Coffee Bean thing now, so I really should have took that down anyway. See what I'm saying? I don't really know these things.
You need to take that down tonight because there'll be someone watching this.
New
tab, open SoundCloud, download.
Yeah, you know what you should do? You should leave a comment on this version on SoundCloud, and then when I bring out the proper thing and the visuals, leave a comment and see how what you think's a better version.
Yeah, comparing and that.
Yeah, man, because I feel like the newest version, I kind of knew what I was doing, and the beat was mixed a bit higher quality.
So is that what you do then? You would write a freestyle and then put it into a track if you think it's good enough? Because with you just saying that, then do you write?
Just write all the time.
Do you just write constantly? Do you write to beats or do you write to?
Sometimes I just feel something and I feel a type of way and I want to write about it.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair.
You know, it is, yeah. Without going too deep, like for me, yeah, I'm not really like connected to anyone, like family wise or whatever. So I've spent a lot of my life just me. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's no siblings, there's no parents, there's no aunties, there's no uncles, there's no. None of that for a long, long time. You get me? That's why there's nothing of me. You won't find nothing of me anywhere, because no one can find nothing of me anyway.
Yeah, yeah. And trust me, I tried.
Yo, if my blood relatives can't find me, Twitter don't date finally. You know what I'm saying? So, but it's just one of them. Like, it's not by design, innit? It's just by circumstance. But
yeah,
I feel like all the things that I put out on SoundCloud initially was something to just ease my way in, kind
was it
of.
A test in the water type thing to see if you gauge the reaction?
Yeah, because I knew I'm a writer, innit? That's primarily what I am. Before I'm a rapper, I'm a writer. Like, I write stories and I write songs for, like, yo, if there's any singers out there that are not fantastic, like, or don't feel as confident in the writing ability, like, shout me, I'll do you. It's all free, shout me, I'll write you a fucking hook or
jeez, get
or
at him
verse or whatever. Yeah, yeah, man, this is obviously before I'm doing other stuff, like, you better shout me quick. Yeah. But yeah, I'm quick. Happy to do it, man, because, like, I've got, honestly, I've just got things to sort of say, and I use music as like a therapeutic thing. So it's not really like, I find a lot of music, like the fast food type music, is like, what should I, it's a lot of like, this is what I would write if I was writing what I think a rapper would say if they was a cool rapper. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this is what I think a lit rapper should say. I'm going to write this 16. That's what them 16 sound like to me. Right, whereas my thing is, like, everything I spit about, it either happened, I was there when it happened, I seen it, I experienced it with my own eyes, or it's something that I want to achieve, or, do you know what I mean? Like, it's all centralised to myself, which is what music's supposed to be, man. It's artistic integrity, innit? So that was the SoundCloud thing, really and truly. Like, that's how it started. It's just a way to, like, translate my writing all the time to writing to beats to putting out music. And then now, obviously, I've progressed to the next step with the Spotify and the distribution and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, so it's like, it's been like a slow... Well, I say slow, it's fucking 2021 and the thing goes back to 2020, so it's not slow.
Yeah.
It's been pretty quick, but it's been a progression nonetheless.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Going from writing to then, like, even with Coffee Bean, like you said, the version that's up is not what you would say is the best, and you're going to redo it. So that in itself is a progression as well, and that's one reason why we've got you on here. Like, you are one of the artists that is sticking out as, like, he's making some noise, he looks like he's going somewhere, sort of thing. That's why we got you on now. So when you blow up this video, it gets 300,000 views.
Hey, man, I also, and I'll be back on for like part two if anything.
Yeah, I love that. We've got it on camera now, anyway.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I'll be back, man. 100%. But I just wanted to, like, touch on quickly. Remind me, what was the last thing you said before? You said I'm going to blow up or whatever.
Yeah, I said, well, you're one of the artists that we look at, and you're making, like, we feel like you're making a bit of noise, and not noise in like you just stood there shouting at me.
I know what you're saying.
You're getting people, BBC introducing things like that. Just doesn't happen if you're not putting in the work and doing bits. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah.
You know what's mad is, a lot of people like say to me, like, "Yo, you're sick, bro. You know, you're this or what." Like, I love that. Thank you very much, innit. But obviously, like, it's kind of strange for me to take it, innit, because if no one ever listens to my music ever again after today, like, obviously, touch wood, innit.
Yeah. Going
right, I'll still write music for the rest of my life, innit.
Yeah,
I'll still write tracks. Do you know what I mean? Because it's what I do, man. Like, it doesn't matter if people listen to it, because I was doing it before you was listening.
Yeah,
I'll be doing it after you're listening. I'll do it while you're listening, and if you like it while you're listening, then calm. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
but if you don't, I'm still gonna be doing it. Do you know what I mean? And I think that is a good way for me to approach it, because I don't have a big backing. I don't have like. I know a lot of people have not got a big backing and they've not got a big label behind them and shit, but I'm just saying, like, a lot of my friends, a lot of the people that I'm in a circle with are not really on the music thing like that. Like, they're just doing life in it, they're doing like their normal thing in it. Like, so for me, it was an all in thing, and if you're going to do something, do it right, and if you're going to do it 100%, you've got to, like, I've got to be able to look at myself after this is all said and done, like, in however many years' time, and be proud of the work that I did.
Yeah.
And not think, oh, well, did I just do that just to get them couple double clicks or
that person's approval?
Yeah, because it's really and truly, the more you get of that, when it dips, you feel it.
Yeah.
For real, man, you feel it. And like, I found myself doing it, even though like I'm not like I don't have a huge presence online, but I found that like when my things were getting interactions, I was gassed in it.
Yeah.
And then I found myself going and say, oh, I wonder if anyone else has liked it, like, just to see. But in my head, I'm like, it's innocent. I'm just thinking, oh, who's listened to my track today? But it's not that. It's programmed to do that. It's programmed to make you go on it, look at it, get that dopamine hit, you put it down, you want to go back on it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Same with like social media and the way things are with social media and all
that's
that.
It's exactly
the same concept that applied, innit?
And I didn't understand that. I didn't understand. Like, when I first got on social media, I didn't understand it, bro.
So were you never on social media until
music?
I was, but I wasn't in it.
Like,
you just had, like, I got Facebook
in maybe like 2013.
Fucking hell.
And I didn't really like use it at all. Like, I never had Bebo or MySpace or anything like that. Like, bro, I didn't even have internet, bro. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
MySpace. What do you mean? Do you know what I mean?
MySpace. So,
it's one of them. Gotta fucking make sure there's enough electric in the meter for the microwave. And that. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
it's on the emergency of that, you know what I mean? Yeah. Anyone who knows what I'm saying, but it's on the emergency as well. We grew up the same way, man.
Trust me, 50p for the meter, and that's what my mum used to say. You've got 50p for the meter. Mm. I didn't know what was going on, but I knew the lights were going to go off.
Gas or electric, you know. Yeah. Are you clean or are you hungry today? None of us.
I'm the furthest thing away from that, but
I'm not trying to say for clarity as well that I was on any reckless madness like that. Like, it was just circumstantial, innit? Like,
there's
certain things you might have to do, you know what I mean? And it's purely in the name of putting food on the table, or the bill needs to get paid.
Do you know what I'm saying? Bill, by the way. Been shouting at bare people, but fuck bill.
Yeah, I hear that. But you know what I'm saying, innit? Like, just when something's got to be paid and the opportunities are not there, like, there has to be another opportunity, and ultimately in certain situations that's what you have to do. But by no means am I any, like, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not that at all, but I'm just not from an easy start, like a lot of people in Manchester, unfortunately. And like, the whole thing behind the artistic integrity and behind everything that I stand for is for Manchester, innit?
Yeah.
Like, anyone will tell you, man, like, I champion, if Manchester had a flag that I rated, I would wear it more, but I feel like there's a flag now, but I just don't really rate it. Can someone redesign that? But
I might have a go with that.
Yeah, anyone, you know what? Send all your designs in for the new Manchester flag to the podcast's Instagram, and we'll send it to Andy Burnham, and we'll try and get a tingle.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, we'll try and sort
it's
that.
It's got to have a pair of tits on it, though, and a spliff. So obviously, moving on, the other two releases on your SoundCloud, the more recent ones, are Piccolo. And this one is Kimari Ronso. Did I say that right?
Kimari Ronso.
Kimari Ronso. What's that? Is that an anime?
Nah, it's I was like proper into games when I was a kid, innit?
Yeah.
There's a game called Final Fantasy X, yeah. And it's just this big blue lion don that just fucked everyone up. Do you know what I mean? He had some big boy spear and that.
Yeah,
and I just thought he was sick in it, and he was like this one character, she was like the most powerful thing in the whole thing, innit? But he was like her guardian, innit? And everything that went to try and do her bits, he was just murking her. But
right,
I just thought he was cold, innit? I just thought he was a big ass lion guy.
The name
stuck. But he stood, a lot of what he stood for as well, I rated it, man. Like, he stood for honour, and he stood for, like, if you make a promise or if you keep your word, innit? Your word is your bond, you get me? Like,
yeah.
And I feel like I'm trying to make the undervalued old values fashionable again, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, honesty. I rate that. Yeah.
And not truth. Lying about what you do with your real life. You know them ones. And taking pictures of what you actually look like.
Yeah. Yeah, so obviously that's your SoundCloud like rundown. We've got the five tracks on there. Everyone go and run that up. We'll have the description, the link in the description below. And then now obviously moving on, we've touched on it several times. We've plugged it probably 11 times. 11, 30, because I'm not going to lie, you mentioned before about the name and how to put it on the artwork. I've been calling it 11:30.
Yeah, everyone did.
Like, just because if I look at the if someone said to me what's the time and I looked at the clock and it was 11:30, like, I would say 11:30. But when I read the artwork, for some whatever reason, I just call it 11:30. I don't know why.
It's mad that you said that, because that's literally why I did it, innit?
Like, and as well, in the track you go, it's 11:30.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bro, you're not even saying 11:30, but it's 11:30. Go and run up 11:30.
Yeah, yeah, go run it up, man. I don't care what you call it, listen to
just
it.
Just run it up.
But I was doing that because if people ask me, innit, like, I'm trying to obviously fly the Manchester flag, innit, and like you said, if you was looking at a clock and you seen 11:30, like down south, they might say, oh, it's 11:30, it's almost lunch time, yeah, you know, yeah, what I mean, and all that. Whereas we say, oh, it's 11:30.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You don't even
it's 12:30, it's 11:30.
You don't even say the H, innit? 11:30.
There's about four letters in that whole sentence. Do you know what I mean? But that's what we say, innit? And like, I'm just trying to do that all the time. Like, I didn't even manage to get you, man, one, unfortunately, but like, next time I promise I will when I do it. I sent out some promo boxes.
Yeah, I've got this on the notes. I wanted to ask you about that because we spoke in the DMs about the press release, and you sent me like a little test press release. If anyone wants to do that, I'm happy to look over it for you. I'm not the fucking most intelligent person in the world, but I know a press release. Yeah, I can. If you need any help, hit us up and we'll have a look at it, or whatever. Because you done the exact you sent it, and it's like four pages, and only the first two pages were done, sort of thing. Yeah, when you sent it to me, it was that early, and you just we had a look at it for you, and it was proper. Like, you had, you know, your pictures, and I've had other press releases from other artists, and it's up there with them press releases that we get to our email. So and I know you done that yourself. Like,
no, I didn't.
Oh, did you not?
You know what? Shout out Kennedy Taylor, man. She did that for me. I appreciate it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Didn't have to do that. She's a DJ on Foundation FM. She does Kiss as well, man. Like, shout out DJ Kennedy Taylor. She didn't need to do that for me, innit?
Well, yeah,
she
did that for me. Shout out Kennedy. And that's hard. Sorry, I didn't. I thought you'd done
it. Nah. I couldn't take that credit, innit? I couldn't take that credit. I know she'd be listening to this, like, she'd be like, I didn't get one of them fucking boxes. Ali didn't say I made the press release. Like, nah.
Yeah, so obviously the press release, it looked heavy and that, like, I say, it was proper. Got a little bit more information because, like I say, this guy is off the radar. So the little couple paragraphs in the press release, I was grateful for that because I had nothing else. And then obviously I seen like you done like a bit of a campaign, and I know it was all DIY because since it's then come out, you've then posted the pictures where man's like, it's cold, yo, it's cold. I rate it. Literally on the notes it says it's sick. Like, it's a sick idea. Yeah, I rate that. Like, you're backing your own thing, you're investing in yourself. It might not have been a lot. I know the things that was like, it wasn't
fucking cheap.
You get me, but like what I'm saying, like, you've not gone out and paid someone like 5 ton to package something for you.
No, you've gone
out and you've bought the bits, expensive or not, you've bought the bits yourself, and you've put that hard work and your vision in your head into like fruition and actually put it out there. And I know, like, you sent, was it 4 or 5 boxes out? I think
six. You know, six.
We didn't get one.
Some of them went a bit. Some of them went a bit left in it, so we only had like a certain amount of boxes, and then it was like, we're gonna test the paint, see if it takes to the box or not. And then
because we
just ran through so many, and it was just like, oh, fucking hell, we've only got these ones left. Do you know?
Because obviously, like I was saying, you've obviously then released it. Obviously, you've done the press campaign. The song's out now. Go and run that up.
Yes.
But after that, since then, you've put the stages. You put a couple pictures on your Instagram of like how you done it and how it come about, and like, man's in his back garden, like, spraying the box. I love that shit because that's you trusting your own product and thinking, right, I might not have the funds. You might have the funds, you might not. You might not have the funds to go and pay.
I don't have the funds. Anyone who wants to give me the funds,
I'll put his GoFundMe down below.
Yeah. I'll download Cash App just for you. You want to send me
so
some
dough. Like, obviously you might, whether you've got the money or not, you've gone, right, I can do this myself, and we're very much like that. Our thing, like, we've set this up, we could have went to a studio and sit in the same studio as 5 other podcasts, but my thing's different, you get me? So with that, it's similarities in that sense, like, you've gone out and you've done it yourself. Like, I painted this wall myself. You think it's shit, suck your mum, innit? But
orange is our favourite colour. Shout out everyone.
But I painted this wall myself, so obviously, like, I can relate to trusting your own image. Like, I've had the image of this, what you man can see through the camera now. I had this image in my head for about 4 weeks. I sketched it, planned it, all that, and now I'm sat here in it. Same with you. I imagine you done that with the boxes thing. So what was the process, and where did the idea come from? Because I went a bit left then and told
you. Yeah, that's all good, man.
Don't suck your mum, I'm sorry.
Nah, it's all good, man. If you deserve to, you probably should, innit?
Yeah, you probably should, innit?
Nah,
if you don't click like, then do it.
Really and truly, it all just came together of, I just kind of thought, like, what can I do that the person who's got all the followers or all the presence or the influence that would make marketing more accessible to an audience.
Yeah.
What can I do that they not necessarily they can't do, but they wouldn't do. Because there's kind of a way of doing things now, innit?
Yeah.
Like you go viral and then you do this and you go on that page and then you do this and then everyone's like, oh my god, yeah, this guy fucking hashtag whatever. You know, whatever, man, I don't need that. So I thought, I'll fucking make them all something from like I was thinking in my head like, what did he want me to fucking do? Did he want me to just make? And I was like,
right, yeah, and the light.
I fucking will. If that's what you want me to do, I will.
Yeah,
I'll make you something from scratch. So we got the boxes, the plain cardboard pizza boxes. Me and my guy Nuno sat together. Shout out Slim Cognito on the Instagram. He sat with me and he didn't have to do it. Like my man's got a life and a job and a girlfriend and a pet and everything. You don't have to do with me spray painting boxes on a mattress. Do you know what I mean? But it wasn't it. So yeah man, and I appreciate all the help and all the support from everyone who's tried to help me with it. But yeah man, I just thought I'm literally just going to make you something that literally no one else in the whole world can give you and no one else can get again once I give it you. And it might not be the most sickest thing in the world, but if in one day, like in the future, that I'm doing madness, like you might really value that gift and you can say to people like, oh, you actually went out and raised a shot me. Yeah, you can resell it if you want. I mean, I probably won't rate it, but might be a bit sad, but you know what I mean. I just think it's one of them, like, again, artistic integrity, man. Like, this is how much I believe in my song.
Yeah,
do you know what I'm saying? That this is how much because really and truly what man is spending the money on is studio recording time and a beat.
Yeah,
some man are not even buying a beat. You know what I mean? Someone are just like
still got the tag on it.
Just get that one through there and all that. You know what I mean? But for me, like, we bought the boxes, the spray paint, the cellophane sheets to put down. So
just for anyone who doesn't know, I know what was in the box because I've seen it. Scouted out. I was fuming. I didn't get one. No, but obviously I've done my research. I know what was in the box. So what did you put in the box? So obviously he's talking about he spray painted a box to match like the artwork cover and stuff. And it was techie. So when people lifted them boxes, what was in there?
So I tried to like sort of target where I sent them to for it to make sense, if that made sense. So I had inside it, like obviously we spray painted the plain boxes, and there was like a version of the artwork on the outside, which we literally like, again, my boy Nuno like hand cut the stencil.
I was gonna say it was a stencil.
We hand cut it, and the knife we had originally didn't work on the wasted boxes. We had like a Stanley knife that was blunt, so we had to order next day delivery on a scalpel for like 15 quid just to cut a fucking number in a cellophane thing for your box. So I hope you like your box.
Yeah, because it was long. That box away,
it was long and it was warm in that gap, I'm telling you. So yeah man, but it just came together like that, and I thought like I need to send people something that sort of represents me as an artist, but also like is something that they can use and they can be like, oh, this is sick. This sort of, and they had a little USB stick on it with the press release on, like the link to my track and the pre-save link and stuff like that. And then it had a tote bag that we like spray painted the artwork on, and we made the stencils ourselves from the artwork that we made it on a computer, but we hand cut all the stencils in it. We Nuno hand cut them all in it, but
shout out Nuno
man, at Slim Cognito on the Instagram, go follow it. Sick guy, man. But so that's how that came about, and I just thought if I can send this to people, like maybe they'll think, oh, this is sick, what's on this USB stick in it, and they go on it and then the track's there and it tells them a little bit about me. And I just went to the extra lengths in it. I just feel like
it seems to work because it got our attention and you sat here in it.
So yeah man, thank you, I appreciate it.
So obviously that's the latest release. Half 11, I nearly said 11:30.
Half 11,
yeah. Spotify, Apple Music, all that good stuff. THC Mix as well. All the links will be below.
All the links will be there,
And then just to wrap up, bro, what have you got coming? Because obviously we've got you on here because of the stuff you've done. But not just because of the stuff you've done, because we've got that spider senses tingling, that something's coming in it. Like, that's what we want to do here. We want to get people on when they've just done something and when they've got something coming, so then we can push everything in one. Do you know what I mean? So what's next? Like, I know you've probably got stuff loading, landing, whatever, so
plug it, bro, let us know. I've got a plan in it. I don't want to say too much.
Don't give them the formula.
I've got a plan in it. I've got an idea of what I want to do. Hopefully there's going to be a project this year. Everything else that you'll hear from me from now until the summer is just going to be experimenting, really.
Yeah,
like I've got songs that are ready, that I've had ready for a long time, that I'm not ready, that I'm not really put out yet, but I've got the lease, I've got everything's ready in it, I've just not put it out yet. So
right, okay.
I've got maybe 6 to 8 tracks that you're gonna hear from me, and then you might not hear from me for a bit, and then out of nowhere I might just, people might start getting boxes.
He's on a mini flex.
I'm nicey. You know what I mean? But nah, I think like that's my plan in it, is to just try and maintain this momentum and kind of let people know who I am.
Yeah. I think that's sort important. Of
knock on the door and then go away for a bit and wait for people to see who's at the door. You know what I mean? And then when you see who's at the door, there's a fucking sick mixtape in your face.
Yeah. Love that.
So
love
hopefully
that.
That's what I'm gonna try and do, and so, in that way.
So you just said you've got like what, 6 to 8 tracks? Did you just
Eight tracks, man, and like I'm trying to get in studio as much as possible, but obviously the situation is pretty difficult right now, innit? So I'm just trying to be as safe as possible and all that stuff.
Yeah,
man, like hopefully if everything goes to plan, by June, by summertime, if we're not all outside again, hopefully you can enjoy my music inside, innit? And we have plenty more tracks on all streaming platforms from me.
So is it, that's what one final question I was going to ask going forward, the releases, are they going to be Spotify and Apple that way? Or is it going to be the SoundCloud route still?
For me, what I'm going to try and do is I'm only going to try and move upwards, if that makes sense. Yeah, like the quality and the it's all about the quality of the work for me, man. Like if I spend 150 quid on an artwork and 12 people listen to it, like
right, shout me that, I only charge 20 quid, you know.
No, but you know what I'm saying, you know. I just mean like hypothetically, if I invest a certain amount of money into a track and blah blah blah, I just, doesn't mean anything to me. Like I just want my music to be there.
Yeah. SoundCloud's difficult because obviously it's easy to use, it's free, all that good stuff. Yeah. But there's only, I'll be honest with you, I have Apple Music in it. I have Spotify as well because obviously we run the playlist on both. Personally, I use Apple Music in it. SoundCloud is about, I'm not gonna say who, but it's about 2 or 3 people, you included, I'll give that one of the people is you, that I go on and listen to their SoundCloud because these bangers on there, the other people, they know who they are because I tell them. So they know who they are, but with you, you're one of the three, and these two others that on SoundCloud have got 4 or 5, you've got what, 5, there's other people with like 5 to 10 listen tracks to it, and you literally, I listen to that SoundCloud and I'm like, it's like a fucking mixtape, it's like gives me that Piff vibes. Do you remember back in the day you used to download off that Piff that Piff, and you'd get your little Wayne mixtape and it's got like 50 tracks on it or whatever, and you just listen, like that's what it reminds me of. And it's only but with SoundCloud it's the accessibility, and that's what I think stumps a lot of people with SoundCloud. That's what the point I'm getting to,
clicking.
So when you say you're going up, I get that, because you want your music to be accessible to everyone. Not everyone has SoundCloud. Some people have SoundCloud, don't really know how to use it. I'm not the best on it. I just go on one person's profile and play that profile.
So
I'm glad that you and the other two people I listen to don't retweet other music SoundCloud, because it would fuck up my playlist.
You know what, I just use SoundCloud as like a little practice thing, like, oh, this is where my music is, this is where these little 19 people listen to my tracks.
It is a good tool, and you can obviously, Post Malone being the main guy, he blew up off that overnight.
Russ is hard.
Yeah, it's so cold.
You know what's mad that you said about SoundCloud as well, just quickly, my boys listen to tracks through WhatsApp because I send them the MP3s,
and we've
like, why the fuck am I scrolling through our chat back 2 months to listen to this track, bro? It's too hard send to me be in my email. WhatsApp. It's coming, man. I've had a few of them
and like when you get them on email and stuff, and like other ones like go on YouTube or go on SoundCloud and then they get taken down. So there's a couple that I've ripped before they've been taken down, stacked and stuff. But so obviously Picasso, been a pleasure, bro.
Thanks,
everyone, go and stream up all his music. Make sure you like and subscribe to the video, because last time and comment as well, man, just comment. I got a trim for you guys. Just say,
pink pants.
He's got pink pants, bro. Pants. He's a big man as well. He's about 10 foot. He's a big man, you get me? So, yo, like and subscribe. All the links for Picasso's music, 11:30 again, bro. 11:30 down below. Go and stream that. THC Mix, SoundCloud, put that there as well. His Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. Go and follow him on Twitter, man. This guy deserves more followers.
Follow me. I tweet every now and again, but it's usually a gem.
Yeah, dropping gems out here. So, right. Yo, thank you, bro.
Yeah, man, appreciate it. Thanks for having me, man.